Welcome to a special bonus episode of 1010 Thrive, celebrating Holy Saturday, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. On the day after Good Friday, the disciples were overwhelmed with grief, confusion, and fear. But amid the silence and sorrow, some of Jesus' promises and words echoed in their hearts and minds, even if dimly. Here are a few key ones that might have come to mind.
The Son of Man must suffer many things and be killed, and on the third day be raised.
Though they didn't fully grasp it before, Jesus had repeatedly spoken of his death and resurrection. In the darkness of that in-between day, those puzzling words might have haunted them now, pregnant with possibility.
Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days.
Jesus' cryptic saying about the temple being destroyed and rebuilt in 3 days might have come to mind, especially to John, who later realized he was speaking about his body.
I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
Spoken at Lazarus's tomb, these words may have seemed ironic in the moment, but also full of mystery and power.
You will weep and mourn, but your grief will turn to joy.
In his final conversation with them, Jesus had predicted their sorrow and promised that it would not last.
Let not your hearts be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you.
On that Sabbath, on that day of despair, his comforting promise of an eternal home and return might have offered a thread of hope. We pray that you find comfort, hope, and rest on this Sabbath. And don't forget to join us for the next chapter in our Easter special, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves.